Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are turning our focus to a critical and sometimes life-threatening emergencies in gastroenterology, gastrointestinal bleeding. From subtle chronic blood loss to sudden and severe hemorrhage, GI bleeds demand prompt diagnosis and expert intervention. Today, we are focusing on upper GI bleeding, its causes, diagnosis, and how advanced endoscopy is saving lives. Joining us is Dr. Santosh Enaganti, Senior Consultant Medical Gastroenterologist, Hepatologist, and Third Space Endoscopist and Clinical Director at Yashoda Hospitals. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Santosh, sir, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So doctor, for our listeners who may not be familiar, what exactly is gastrointestinal bleeding and how do you differentiate between upper and lower GI bleed? I know that's not for the general public probably.
So normally our stomach will have a lot of blood supply and there are a lot of small blood vessels inside the lining of the stomach. Any injury to the lining of the stomach, which we normally call as stomach ulcers, can lead to bleeding, as well as abnormal blood vessels in patients with known liver disease like cirrhosis, and also some people with blood disorders can also develop uncontrolled bleeding from the stomach. So any blood loss from the lining of the food pipe or the stomach or the upper part of the small intestine called duodenum is called as upper GI bleed. Normally, this blood will be fresh and sometimes it is mixed with stomach acid and it becomes coffee ground. So, classically, we say fresh blood or coffee ground vomiting is equal to upper GI bleeding. People who have big varicose veins in the gullet or some pregnant ladies who retch or anybody who violently vomit can also have a small damage to the lining of the food pipe and that causes fresh bleeding. Whereas any blood traveling across the intestine and if they pass the blood in the motion, it won't be red blood. It will be black colored motion. Otherwise, if there is a bleeding from the local rectum, it will be fresh blood.
So what could be some potential causes of upper GI bleeding, doctor? And are there any patients who are at higher risk for this?
Commonest cause for upper GI bleed is gastric or duodenal ulcer. So these ulcers will develop commonly in people who have H. pylori bacteria infection, which is a common bacteria infection acquired with droplets, with vegetables or water contamination. And those people who take regular painkillers can also develop ulcers. Ulcers are more common in people who smoke regularly and have alcohol frequently. The second group of people who develop bleeding is the ones who have liver problem, who develop varicose veins inside the food pipe and they can rupture and they can bleed. The third benign and commonest cause is Mallory-Weiss tear. That means a small cut in the lining of the food pipe, which can happen after violent retching or vomiting, which is commonly seen in healthy people and sometimes during first trimester of pregnancy because of the frequent vomitings.
So can you also explain how endoscopic interventions such as band ligation or clipping or thermal coagulation are used to control these bleedings?
Based on the type of the lesion, suppose if somebody has varicose veins, we apply elastic bands to arrest the blood flow in those veins, which will later clot off and the bands will fall off. So we will divert the blood away from the food pipe to unexposed areas so that they don't have repeated blood vomitings. On the other hand, if there is a tear in the esophageal wall, that can be stopped by injecting medication like adrenaline, and then we'll apply mechanical small clips which will be deployed through the endoscopy to stop the bleeding. And if they have ulcers in the stomach, sometimes we need to do specialized treatments where we apply clips as well as we burn the vessels, cauterize the vessels, so that blood flow will be arrested and diverted. Sometimes we apply slightly bigger clips also if they have a long-standing ulcer. Tumors also can bleed and the tumor bleedings will be treated with a special gas called argon, and this will cause surface coagulation and then the oozing will be stopped. We combine this with medical therapy, and sometimes if there is a big vessel exposed, then we do other interventional radiotherapy modalities to control the bleeding. surgery is not required generally for this type of bleedings in majority of the cases.
And how do you think the recent advancements like third space endoscopy and high definition imaging has improved the management of some complex cases?
High definition endoscopy plays a vital role in recurrent upper GI bleeds, because if the endoscopy quality is poor, the small lesions which will bleed again and again, and early gastric cancer can be missed easily. When we use high definition imaging, we can not only detect these small blood vessels which will bleed repeatedly, and also detect this dangerous early gastric carcinoma which some fortunate people will have at index endoscopy, so that they will have a complete cure if we detect them early. So third space endoscopy is a procedure where we create a non-existing space between the layers of the intestine and stomach, and we remove certain tumors, non-cancerous, pre-cancerous tumors by these techniques. So by doing the third space endoscopy, we can identify the blood vessels and cauterize them so that we can minimize the bleeding risk, and we can completely avoid bleeding in majority of these cases because of this new instruments we have and new advanced scope systems we have.
So what role does multidisciplinary care play at Yashoda hospitals when managing such high risk or recurrent GI bleeds, doctor?
When we have cases coming directly to us with high risk bleeding, we manage them by admitting them through the emergency department, transfusing when their hemoglobin is low, correcting their clotting disorders, addressing the cause, underlying cause for their liver problem. And we have ICU setting which is well equipped to stabilize the patient and also do the endoscopy by the bedside at any time of the day if required. And these interventions will help in stabilizing the patients. We will also get patients referred to our tertiary center from other places and tier 2 cities where they tried their best to stop the bleeding, but bleeding was continuing. In these situations, they will need specialized tests called RBC scintigraphy. Means it is a radiological test which will point to the source of the bleeding, where it is bleeding from. We will also have capsule endoscopy, which is a small vitamin-sized capsule which will take 16 hours of video, 50,000 images, scanning the entire GI system, identifying the culprit blood vessel or lesion or a tumor, and we subsequently treat them accordingly. Some will require surgery, others will require endoscopic therapy, and sometimes we have to use a double balloon enteroscope. That means a longer scope with a specialized equipment to reach the entire length of small intestine. In some cases, we take the help of radiology doctors to embolize, use the angiography techniques to embolize and block the blood vessels which are bleeding. And we will also ask the surgeons to remove the affected part if there is a tumor-related bleeding. So this is how the multidisciplinary team of gastroenterologists, emergency physicians, intensive therapists, radiographers, radiologists, and our GI surgeons will play a vital role in planning the treatment for these GI bleeds, which are due to many causes and they are of multiple different severities. In elderly age group, particularly very advanced age group patients with lot of cardiac side effects, the cardiac illnesses will require very supervised management to stop the bleeding and also to prevent the death in these patients.
And finally, what advice would you give to patients in terms of prevention or early symptom recognition? And when do you think they should seek emergency care?
Whenever there is a blood in the vomiting, whenever there is coffee ground vomiting and giddiness. Giddiness means feeling dizzy on standing. And also when you notice black colored stools with or without abdominal pain, one should immediately go to emergency department, because this is a emergency where the blood is leaking from the system. So imagine if you leave the tap open in the house and come back after 4 hours, the overhead tank will be empty. That's exactly what happens to the body also. Sitting at home, you may not realize how severe it is. We get common requests from the patient saying that, can we come tomorrow or day after? Can we have the blood test in the diagnostic centers or investigations outside? This is one situation where you should not be wasting time. First, assess the severity of the problem, get into the nearest emergency and have the blood test, get the diagnosis done. Some medications given in time will prevent further blood loss. If anybody loses blood low, long duration, you may not feel symptoms. But if you suddenly lose a quarter of the blood volume in your body, you will hit the ground. You will faint and you will become unconscious. So don't ignore any blood in the vomiting, any block motion, any blood in the bowels. Another thing is bleeding from the rectum or blood in the motion can be due to simple cause like hemorrhoids, but it can also be due to an underlying cancer. So getting the test done and getting the treatment done is important for this gastrointestinal emergency condition. Likewise, upper GI bleed also can be due to undiagnosed liver problem, undiagnosed ulcers, undiagnosed cancers, depending on the age group of the patients.
So thank you, Dr. Santosh, sir, for your expertise and highlighting how timely advanced care can make a life-saving difference in GI bleed cases. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Yashoda Health Podcast. If this episode gave you valuable insights, don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed. Until next time, take care of your health, listen to your body signals, and stay connected with Yashoda Health Podcast for more expert perspectives. Thank you.
Thank you.